That radio chick Cheryl Lee here with you. Welcome to the Still Rocking It podcast, where we'll have music, news, reviews and interviews with some of our favourite Australian musicians and artists. Today we catch up again with 70s band Sherbet's lead singer Daryl Braithwaite. Sherbet produced 20 national top 10 singles, including Summer Love, the highest selling single of 75. And how's that? Number one in Australia and number two in England in 1976. Daryl and I chat about the challenge of completing the Kokoda Trail with Angry Anderson, Colette Mann, Grant Kenny and Dermot Brereton. How he felt the night he was inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame by mate Jimmy Barnes. About the return tour of the not a super group, the Fabulous Capretos, and about his bandmate Russell Morris releasing a song about a horse. What are Daryl Braithwaite and the Fabulous Capretos up to lately? Let's find out. Hi Daryl, how are you?
Good, Cheryl.
King of Pop, 1975, 76 and 77, of course, lead singer of Sherbet and recording star in his own right. Thanks for joining us, Daryl.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. That was lovely, that introduction.
We're having you back in our beautiful town of Adelaide very soon, which we'll get to in a minute. But can we wind the clock back just a tiny little bit? Yep. I just wanted to ask you, I know you did your Fitter and Turner's apprenticeship way back when. Yep,
I did, yes.
When did you realise that music was your destiny, that, you know, you weren't going to be a fitter and turner? Did you have a musical family? When did it all start for you, Daryl?
Okay, well, I'm a twin, and Glenn, my brother, he and I used to sing. We were born in Melbourne. I can remember singing to some of the records, vinyl, of the time, back in the, probably would have been early 60s, around maybe 1960 or a bit before. I guess we could sing because we got the genes from our dad. He was a singer. Maybe. I'm assuming that the genes passed on because Glenn can sing as well. So we just sang, went to school, sang in the choir here in Melbourne, then moved to Sydney, and that's where things went horribly wrong. And when I say horribly wrong, I went to Randwick Boys High School, which was fantastic, but also we lived at Coogee. So Glenn and I became surfers, and so I attempted by surfing, and then I joined a band on the weekend, and it went from there. And I was actually only talking to a friend of mine, Jason Voorher, who's the bass player in my band, about this last Sunday, about the transition from doing schoolwork or then going to Cockatoo Island doing fitting and turning, but also doing music in a band, like a hobby, and that hobby just turns into a profession, and it becomes
your life,
professional. Well, it does, and I think we're fortunate, those people that are in bands and all that, that you're doing something that you really like and that more often than not you're good at, and it comes sort of easy, and then you continue on doing it for, well, in my case, 50 odd years.
73 years young, Daryl, are you also the discoverer of the Fountain of Youth? Because does rock and roll keep you young?
I think it's the fact of being still able to do it. And I'm sure there'll come a time when, you know, I'll wake up and I'll go, oh, hang on, I don't think. Or, you know, you'll be on stage or something and you just think, oh, I think now may be a time to give it up. You know, maybe. At the moment, it's not looking that way, but it's fascinating. It really is. It's I think, and being in a band like Sherbet, I think gave me a great grounding of what it is to be with five people or six, including Roger, our manager, and work as a team. That is the essence of it.
Yeah,
that we were a great team, Sherbet and Roger.
You are listening to Still Rocking It, the podcast with Cheryl Lee.
It's Here's Something from That Team Right Now. From 1970 to 1984, Sherbet had 20 hit singles in Australia. Here's one of their number ones, How's That? From 1976, also reached number four in the UK singles charts.
Return to home.
very quickly, can you tell Jason that it's our year, it's the Tigers' year this year?
And he took note. I mentioned him the other day at Truon at the outdoor festival he played at, and the whole place just booed.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know. He seems to think that they're going to win next year, but Collingwood, I suppose, but yes.
No, I think not.
No, maybe not. But no, sorry to get off the track there, but it was, it's lovely being in that. That has endeared me, I think, looking back at it, the Sherbet collaboration. It sort of set me up for life, I guess.
Absolutely, because all of those songs and those hits, they formed the fabric of our youth, our growing up. They're in our DNA now.
To a degree, yes.
Yeah. You've joined up with some fabulous fellas heading our way. Last time I spoke to you, Daryl, was about 18 months ago. You'd just done Weekend of Rock here in Adelaide when there was no dancing. Then you had a full house at the Bridgeway with the fabulous Capretto's, this super group that you've made with these ragamuffins, and you're coming back again.
Yeah, we're having another run of maybe, I think it's about 12 gigs over the new year, January, Feb, March, and it's going to be good because it's we enjoyed it so much. Like, it's four people, like singers like Jack Jones, Ray Thistlethwaite, Russell Morris and myself, and then we've got Jason Voorhoor on bass, sometimes Jerry on drums, or also Jimmy Barnes' son as well on drums.
Jackie.
And then we might add one other person this time, not sure, but the combination is just, it's so good, and it's so, not easy, but it's just so enjoyable because you get to partake in everyone's song, and we all do about four or five songs each, and it's just so enjoyable because it takes the pressure off, I guess, each individual, except when it comes your turn thing, you better be ready for it.
And then in the meantime, you're being backing vocals for each other.
Oh, yeah. And it's so good singing harmonies because I don't sing harmonies that often in, you know, when I'm out on my own. And I love singing harmonies. And with all those, I mean, all of those people sing so well, including Jason and Mr. Barnes sings. Jackie.
He's
got a high falsetto. So it's all the voices. It's just like, oh, God. No, it's very enjoyable, like listening and being part of it.
Still Rocking It podcast with that radio chick, Cheryl Lee. We'll be back with more with Daryl in a minute. But in the meantime, let's hear one of the fabulous Capretto's songs called Hit the Ground Running. Russell Morris, Jack Jones, Ray Thistlethwaite, and of course Daryl Braithwaite. We loved seeing you last time. We were sort of just coming out of the COVID restrictions and you could see how much fun you boys were having. So we're looking forward to having you back again. You are a busy man because you're currently on your horse's 30th anniversary tour and you've just been on a P&O cruise, you lucky duck.
Yeah. No, we did. The cruise was fantastic. It was just only 5 days, but it was warm. The people were lovely. We had a great time playing the two gigs. Yeah, we've done that. And as you said, the 30th anniversary. Well, it's actually
31.
Because a year slipped by and I think, we were meant to do it for the 30th, but now it's 31st. But yeah, who would have thought that came out 31 years ago?
Yeah.
Long time.
The boys that are coming with you, Russell Morris, Jack Jones, who's just got a new gig with Noiseworks.
Yes, he's playing with them.
And Ray Thistlethwaite.
Yeah, it's a bit more difficult than Braithwaite, let me tell you.
It is. I have to ask you, has Russell been stealing your ideas on hit songs, singing a song about horses?
He's got a song, hasn't he, called The Horse or something? Or?
Oh, he's done a cover. It's a cover of The Horse with No Name.
Oh, really?
So I think he's just piggybacked
I was aware that he was telling me that he's got a horse song now or whatever. And I said, oh, okay, but I haven't heard it. So is it good?
He's pinching your ideas. Well, it's quite different to the original. You have a listen. And
yeah, I will.
Yeah, it is. It's quite different. But, you know, Russell could sing the alphabet and we'd, you know, love it. So it's
no, of course he would. But I will have a listen to it today.
Congratulations, it's a little while ago now, but on the induction into the Music Hall of Fame, you know, in the ARIA Music Awards back in 17. Well done by your mate Jimmy Barnes. Well deserved.
Yes. Oh, well, thank you very much. It was, I remember that night, and it was very, very nerve-wracking, let me tell you.
Daryl, is our time up? Do I need to let you go?
No, fine.
Good-o. I wondered if I had time to ask you about, I know this is a little while ago as well, but it sounds like an amazing adventure and an amazing dedication to our diggers in 1996 when you went on a current affairs Kokoda challenge. Must have been fit.
Yeah. Well, that was such a, well, I think we all thought, oh, this would be really a walk in the park, so to speak. And we got into it and my God, it just like, after the first day of going from where we started the walk, it was like we were exhausted and completely buggered, so to speak, after the first night, because we didn't get to sleep until, I think, about 10 o'clock, and everyone was just like, oh, God. But then after 8 days or whatever we took, it was an amazing experience. It really was for all of us.
I bet it was a great effort to honour our World War II Aussie diggers. So well done and thank you for that. That's a pretty big feat.
No, I'm sure. Sometimes you bump into someone that has walked Kokoda and you do have a certain amount of bonding with them, you know, and you talk about it and all aspects of it, you know, about the war aspect, the actual physical assertiveness that you need and all that. And how no one really prepared for it. Because we were back then, it was like, oh, that'll be fine. We were in our 40s or whatever. You think that'll be easy. And I think I was still smoking too back then, so that didn't help.
No, and you did it with Grant Keddy and Dermot Brereton, who both would have probably been pretty fit, but Angry Anderson.
Sorry to interrupt. Angry Anderson, he went out after a couple of days because he was exhausted. But he came back day after. But the competitiveness between Grant Kenny and Dermot, my God.
I can imagine.
And then Dermot nearly broke his knee. He fell down and hit a rock.
Oh, no.
Which was great, you know, because that pulled him into line.
No, but thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no, I think it would be on Channel 9 filmed it with Ray Martin. I think Ray Martin did the introduction and the dialogue through it all. So
found Angry talking a little bit about the experience of Kokoda, then I think we'll have that song, you know, the one, Daryl Braithwaite with Horses, and we'll be back to speak with Daryl a little more shortly.
We're doing it with modern gear. We've got hiking boots, we've got light synthetic clothing made for hiking. They wore heavy clothing, they wore hobnail boots, they carried more gear than we carry. Big difference, of course, is that they were fighting a war. It is so dense, you can't see more than 10 or 12 feet in some places less. But any moment they were going to be hit by a bullet, any moment they were going to turn around and they could have copped the bayonet in the guts.
You are listening to Still Rocking It, the podcast with Cheryl Lee.
Everybody hop onto the Googleometer and Google the Bridgeway, the fabulous Capretos, Australia's new supergroup.
Oh, not a supergroup, just a collection of friends.
Yeah. I've got the playlist from last time. Anything new?
I'm thinking of doing Daddy's Gonna Make You a Star by Company of Strangers, which is James Rain and myself and Jeff Scott and Simon Hussey.
Nice.
And I'm sure there'll be one or two new songs included as well.
You'll have to get Russell to sing his song about a horse.
I'll bring that up with him today, don't you worry.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning, Daryl. You are a very busy man in the middle of tours and cruises, and we look forward to seeing you at our wonderful Bridgeway when you guys get here.
Well, looking forward to it. And thank you for having us on.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Ta-da, Daryl. We'll leave you with one more song from the fabulous Caprettos, Highway of the Heart. You're with Cheryl Lee, that radio chick. Thank you so much for joining me on the Still Rocking It podcast. Hope to catch you again next time. Get out when you can, support Aussie music, and I'll see you down the front.